But we're going to open up this hour with a very special person, very special to us and very special to millions of music lovers around the world. She's born and raised right around where we come from, right around Charleston, West Virginia. And she went on to make good in a big, big way. 17 top 10 singles in the country music field. CMA Awards, AMC Awards, 2 Grammy Awards, and one of the most beautiful voices you'll ever hear. But she's always followed her muse wherever it led her, whether it was down the middle of the commercial highway or over to Ireland and Scotland to sing some Celtic music because she loved it. And more recently, to sing songs about her own heritage in West Virginia. Her most recent album is called Coal. And it has a lot of wonderful songs about the culture of West Virginia and the culture of coal. And she's become an activist in the ecology and the coal fields. She's brought her big friend Bill Cooley here, who's been out here already. You've seen him several times already, but he's always with Kathy Mattea. And you just heard her husband there. Kathy snuck in and sang with John, and he's written several of those great hit songs. Please welcome back to the mountain stage our sweetheart, Kathy Mattea.
Oh, the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and dreary, I cannot linger here. They'll keep me and never let me go. My daddy said, don't ever be a miner, for a miner's grave is all you'll ever own. Well, there's hard times everywhere, I can't find a dime to spare. These are the worst times I've ever known. But the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and drear and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and never let me go. So I'll move away into some crowded city. In some northern factory town, you'll find me there. Though I'll leave the past behind, I'll never change my mind. These hard times are more than I can bear. Oh, the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and drear and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me. Someday I'll go back to West Virginia, to those green rolling hills I love so well. Oh, someday I'll go home and I'll know I'll right the wrong. These hard times will follow me no more. Oh, the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Thank you. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Thank you. Well, I had to do that. If you are my age, I am now 52 years old, that means that you were about between the ages of, you know, 13 and 15 when that song came out. And if you owned a guitar and lived in West Virginia, it was mandatory to play that song. Usually two or three times a night. I knew if there was a family gathering and my father said, "Honey, get your guitar," I knew there would be country roads by the end of the night. And so it's a bit of an anthem where I come from. And I love this place, Grand Marais, and I love the beautiful light here and the lovely lake. But someone has, by God, got to sing about the mountains tonight, and I'm going to be the girl to do it. It is mind-boggling to hear so many people here with a West Virginia accent in the middle of Grand Marais. It is, it's a pretty wild thing. Just to let you know a bit of what the music of a West Virginia accent sounds like, my cousin Larry called me a few years ago. I was going to sing on the, I got to sing the national anthem at the Daytona 500. It was an amazing experience. And he's a big NASCAR fan. So he called me up and he left this message on my message machine at my house. "Cass, it's Larry, Cass. I don't know if you know how big this is. This is a Daytona 500, Cass. This is a Super Bowl. Super Bowl of racing." So that's a bit of what is not supposed to come out of people's mouths up here. It's supposed to be more like, "Oh, hey, how is that pizza? You got some hot dish over there? Or some, maybe some walleye? Oh, at the fish market, the walleye is really, oh, hey, it's great." So it's just a bit of a Worlds Collide moment for me, and it's going to take me a while to recover. But I am really, really happy to see so many of my old friends from West Virginia, so many of my old friends from Minnesota, all in one place. So it's a thrill to be here. As Larry was saying, I made a record a couple years ago called Cole, and I went back and sort of picked up the missing piece in my own jigsaw puzzle and got very deep into the music that is from my place and my people. But there was no one in my life when I was a kid to teach me these songs. So it's like going back and picking up something that feels very right. And so I am about to make another record, and I thought I might do something from that, from the scheduled, you know, ideas that I have for this record. This is a song written by Jean Ritchie, who's from Kentucky, from Eastern Kentucky. She's a hillbilly and a Fulbright scholar. I love that. And this is a song that she wrote decades ago now, called The West Virginia Mine Disaster. And what was different about this song at the time was that Jean, instead of writing it from the point of view of all the people who were down in the mine working, she wrote it from the point of view of the wife back home and all of the family. Early this morning, he passed all your houses on his way to the coal. He was tall, he was slender, and his dark eyes so tender.
wonder his occupation was mining West Virginia, his home. It was just before 12 I was feeding the children, Ben Mosley came running to bring us the news. Number 8 is all flooded, many men are in danger, and we don't know their number, but we fear they're all doomed. So I picked up the baby and I left all the others to comfort each other and to pray for their own. There's Tommy, 14, and there's John, not much younger. Their own time soon will be coming to go down the black hole. Give them good learning, the best could be found. So when they grow up, they'd be checkers and weighers, and not spend their life digging in the dark underground. Say, did you see him going? It was early this morning. He passed all your houses on his way to the coal. He was tall, he was slender, and his dark eyes so tender. His occupation was mining West Virginia, his home.
Really uplifting, isn't it? Well, part of the fun of this is just getting to play music with all our pals and kind of, you know, rehearse in different hotel rooms and in pockets of spaces all over the place and see what happens. And, you know, having this amazing view to sort of inspire everybody. I mean, there's already been a couple of songs written this week since all the music started, so that's kind of a neat thing. But part of the fun of it is getting other people to play with you. And Tim O'Brien played fiddle on that last tune and also played on the opening song and sang. And Tim is probably the closest thing to family harmony I'll ever have. And I mean that in the kindest possible way, even though I have two brothers. If you've ever heard us all sing together, you'll understand what I mean. But this is a tune that I recorded of Tim's many years ago. And Tim and I have been in a little competition because... He's been on mountain stage more than I have, and I'm trying to catch up to him, but I think he's finally pulling away, and you're at like 20-something now, and you're going to have 5 coats with your name on them. Well, this is a tune that that Tim wrote years ago that I still play every single night and I still really love. I remember years ago watching Tim play one night and hearing him introduce that song by saying, "This song bought me a new car and a bedroom set." I was here for last week's show, which somehow seems like it was only yesterday. And time... It's Grand Marais time. It's all different up here in the north. And got to hear Cheryl Wheeler and John Gorka and Michael Johnson and so many great musicians playing. And I recorded a song of Cheryl's that I still really love to play. And I asked her today, since she stayed over for a week, and she agreed to come and sing with me on this tune. So this is a tune dear to my heart. When I first recorded this song, I used to introduce it by saying this is a song about getting drugs, screaming and kicking into adulthood. But really, we were just talking a little bit ago, and I think what's so beautiful about this song is that it's not really about what happens after. It's not about what happens before. It's about a slow realization, and to capture the subtlety of that moment in a song, I think, is a real achievement as a writer. I can see the place where I came from. I can hear those sounds right now. I can find the path I used to run and believe I still know how. Then I shake. I can see the place where I came from slipping further and further away. I can can swear I won't let go. You were strong and you knew everything back before I had to know. Then I shake my head, clearing my vision. I keep those scenes. And I can hear the songs you used to sing slipping further and further away. Yes, I can hear the songs you used to sing slipping further and further.
Cheryl Wheeler.
I love my job. I wanted to say, too, Tim O'Brien and I have one thing in common. We've started a support group for West Virginians who married Minnesotans. And so far, there are only two of us in the support group. We think we may be the only ones, but I just wanted to throw that out there in case some people hook up tonight and need a place to go in 10 years. So. Well, this song was written by my husband, John, and he wrote it with our friend Don Henry. And it was the first song of John's that I ever recorded, and he was terrified that he was going to single-handedly grind my career to a screeching halt. But luckily, it didn't work out that way, and really changed both of our lives. And the thing I really love about this song, besides the fact that it happened in Minnesota and it's about Minnesotans, is just... Yeah, I just think it takes a certain kind of heart to write from that kind of deep place and a deep vulnerability and to open up something very personal to show people what really is important to you. And I think that's what great songwriting is. And it was a beautiful thing that my husband did just because his heart swelled up and he needed it to spill over. And it's touched so many other people who've had similar experiences. And I think that's what music is for.
Claire had all but given up when she and Edwin fell in love. She touched his face and shook her head in disbelief. She sighed and said, "In many dreams I've held you near, but now I've looked for you forever and a day. Where have you been? I'm just not myself when you're away." He asked her for her hand for life, and she stormy evening, he was late. Her frightened tears fell to the floor until his key turned in the door. Where have you been? I've looked for you forever. Soon lost her memory, forgot the names of family. She never spoke a word again. Then one day in a fragile voice, she said, "Where've you been? I've looked for you forever and a day. Where've you been? I'm just not myself when you're away. No, I'm just not myself.
Bill Cooley.
Miss Kathy Mattea, originally from Cross Lanes, West Virginia, now living in Nashville. The new CD is called Cole. And that was one of her huge hits, co-written by her husband, John Vesner. And by the time you're listening to this on the radio, Kathy will have been inducted into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame.